We're doing the Avat Chesed, and the Chafetz Chaim had been discussing the importance of lending money in a responsible fashion, and not trying to squeeze the last penny out of every extra dollar you have. People try to find ways of collecting the slightest interest on their money instead of collecting big mitzvos by lending that money to others without interest. We discussed the biblical prohibition of collecting interest from a fellow Jew, and even if you find a way around it, you're still missing the mitzvah. He says a lot of people are not careful to do this act of kindness to lend to their fellow man, and then they end up losing their assets. And what happens is what the Talmud tells us in Baba Metzia, the people who are usurers, people who lend money with interest, ultimately their assets collapse. And specifically these people who never take anything and give it for free, they're always looking to make a quick buck or a quick penny on their money, they completely remove this trait of kindness that God wants us to have from themselves. And then they end up getting the punishment the Gemara warns about, that their assets collapse. The Talmud over there says, when you want to save meat, you salt it. When you want to save vegetables, you salt them, you pickle them. How do you save money? How do you salt money and keep it so it shouldn't get lost? So lose some of it. Or chesed or chesed. Two terms in the Gemara. Either lose some of it or do kindness with some of it. What the Gemara means to say is, shiachserenu la'asot menu tzedakah v'chesed. Either lose some of it by giving it to charity. The salt, the way of holding on to money, is by losing some of it, giving some of it to the poor. Or chesed, doing kindness with it. As it came amaot, then the remaining money will last. Aval belav achihu kevasar shelo nimnach, shenitbala levasof me'atzmo. But without kindness, then the money becomes like meat that was never salted, that ultimately that meat self-destructs. And this is one of the great causes, says the Chafetz Chaim, this is one of the great causes that of the Jewish people being poor. Because previously, he says, in previous generations, when most of the loans were given as acts of kindness between Jews, God treated us with kindness as well. And the years were years where the businesses flourished and there was plenty and blessing. But he says, today, in my day and age, the Jews are suffering financially. The economy in the Jewish sector is staggering. And the reason behind it, says the Chafetz Chaim, is because we've tried to make that extra dollar at the expense of doing kindness with our fellow man.